come, bowing down before your throne. We know that we could never repay all we owe, but you said that we could come before you as we are, as we are.
Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Welcome to the Heart to Heart 2017 Spring Luncheon titled, You Got This, with speaker Nancy Anderson. For more information about the Heart to Heart Women's Ministry, please call 714-891-9495 or go to our website at www.refugefamily.com. Now here's Nancy.
Are you excited about all this up here? Yeah. I'm so darn excited. Do you like my outfit? I picked it out special for y'all. I looked in my closet. How many of you did this? You looked in your closet and said, I don't have a thing to wear. Well, look no further than your living room curtains. Right there. Took me 10 minutes, zipped them up, even used the tie. The tie back works well as well. All right, ladies, you know what I think we want to do? The Lord has blessed us so much with a beautiful day. And what is our theme today? I didn't hear that. I'm hard of hearing, too, so y'all are going to have to speak up. Yeah, and what's our verse? Let's all say it together. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So you got this. Let's pray. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, you have blessed us so much already, Lord. But we're going to ask you again that you would just bless this time together. I pray that you would just move amongst us. And if there's anyone here that doesn't know you, I pray today is the day that their life would begin anew. Oh, Heavenly Father, we pray that you would bless this food. Pray that it would bring nourishment to our bodies. And Father, we just pray that you would have your hand on every lady here today. And we ask all this in Jesus' strong and precious name. And the whole room said,
amen.
Oh, you need to do it a little bit louder than that. Come on. I know how loud some of y'all talk. In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
That was much better. Thank you. All right. I got a couple other things I got to chat with you about. Now, first of all, everyone knows where the little girl's room is, right? Remember, after you eat, and if you feel the urge, you're going to go out them doors, and you get to use, I'm kind of excited about this myself, the fellers are going to let us use their room too. So that room that used to say fellers, now it says women's room. Isn't that nice? And then give the fellers a hand for giving up their room. Now, how many of you have been in a feller's room before? All right, there's going to be some stuff in there you're not used to. Just ignore it. Ignore it. All right, so remember, you don't want to get up when people are talking or when the music is going on either. Because if you do, guess who's going to be at the door? Yeah, I will. All right, so now just, and please, if you want to eat, you got to stay seated when they're bringing you your victuals, all right? Make sure you stay seated, because if you don't, someone else going to get your lunch, and it's going to be one of them fellers right back there. All right. And the final thing is anyone expecting a real important phone call right now? Then turn your cell phones off. Turn them off. Put them on stun gun or whatever that is, where it beeps in your pocket and you jump 4 feet out your chair. All right. Okay. I want to remind you, too, if you do know anybody, it's at home and couldn't make it, we're live streaming this today. Hope my hair looks good. You just never don't know. All right. And I think that's about all that I got now. Isn't that right, Miss Joy? Everybody, thank Miss Joy for putting on such a fun party. Her and her board back there. Them ladies, I swear they ain't slept in about 2 weeks. They don't sleep during this time. So don't call them tonight after the luncheon because they'll be out like a light. All right, now I think that's about all I got right now. Right, Miss Joy? Nothing else? So y'all go ahead and enjoy yourself. I'm going to come back and do some more stuff too if that's okay with you. I don't know. All right, thanks. All right, now bye-bye. See you all later. I better put my walking glasses on. Get this all righty. Did everybody enjoy their lunch? How did you like the cheesecake? Is that better than anything you ever had? All right, now we got something real special for all y'all. We're going to do something. Now I'm going to have two of my very, very, very beautiful girls coming up right here. We're going to have Shannon and Katie come on up. They got some exciting news for you. So those of you that are still in the bathroom, you better hurry on out. They'll come running in a second. So without further ado, I want to introduce Shannon and Katie. Yeah.
Wow. Hi, you guys. Happy Mother's Day, moms. So thankful for you guys. Have you ever thought to yourself, motherhood is a thankless job? Well, thank you. Let me thank you. And I told Katie I wanted to say this because I woke up this morning. I was having the best dream. I had the cutest outfit on. And I caught my reflection and I was like, oh my gosh, I look so cute. And I woke up, I was like, man. I mean, I like my outfit, don't get me wrong, but I wish you could have seen my dream outfit. It was on point. Well, this is Katie Chestnut, one of my very close friends, and we're going to tell you guys about some really cool stuff that's coming up. And first off, who's been to a women's retreat before? Who loves going to women's retreat? It's time away. It's super fun. So we have...
It's time away.
It's super fun.
Time away.
That's the key right there. Time away with your friends and from responsibilities. People serve you food and then they take your plate and they clean it for you. More than just like today, you get to do that for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Right? Okay, awesome. So we have our retreat coming up. On your table, you got one of these cards that Katie is Vanna Whiting for us right now. And if you flip that card over, you can sign up today and go hand it to one of the ladies at the info counter at the end. If you want more information for you watching at home online, you can go to refugefamily.com. So we're going to show you guys a quick video of the retreat and the grounds so you can see if you've never been before, you'll get to see what is in store for you. So let's go ahead and play that.
I love those kinds of videos that kind of show you or give you snippets of environments. I'm such an environment person. Some place that I look like, I go and see pictures. I'm like, oh, that looks so inviting. That looks so welcoming. So for me, that kind of video, and I'm sure some of you, like, just seeing the environments of a place that you get to look forward to is something that you can hold on to until that time comes. Secondly, you guys got this card. It says refresh on it. Some of you are familiar with our summer series last year where we did 4 weeks in a row through the summer for refresh.
Who went to that? Anybody go to our summer series?
Woo! Well, we are excited to announce that we will be doing it once a month for indefinitely right now. So at the last Friday of every month, we'll have a refresh event in the cafe. There will be different themes, and we're really excited to have that time of community with all of you. Shannon's going to tell you about our first event.
Super exciting. I'm so excited. Katie and I were talking about how, you know, as women, she's more the planner in this friendship. I'm like, yeah, sure, let's do it. Go for it. Yeah, here's my vision. You do it, you know? But we were super excited because I think one day, I don't know how it came to be, but we were like, what if we did it all year long? And every month there was an event for you to be able to bring your friends to, something super fun to just come and have fellowship and hang out. And every month's going to be different. So we can't tell you all at once because it has to be a surprise. And some of it's not planned yet, but that's okay. The ones that need to be planned are
minor details.
And before I forget, I was supposed to say this at the beginning and I want to close with the other one, but there were baskets when you came in that are on tables. Did anybody see those baskets when you came in? Okay, if you are a last-minute shopper for Mother's Day, it's okay. There are no judgments here. You can purchase one of those on your way out, and all the funds will go to Mother's Ministry. We need one of those. Somebody start that. Where we can just come and cry and be like, you know, I don't have anything left. But no, they'll go to Women's Ministry. And then also the bookstore is open afterwards for you last-minute shoppers as well. But something I'm really excited to share with you guys is our next, well, our first refresh event. Has anybody familiar with the Pray for Daisy campaign. I don't know if it was you would call it a campaign. Britt Merrick and Kate Merrick, they are pastors of a church up in Carpinteria. And their 8-year-old daughter, Daisy, had a long battle with cancer, and she went to heaven. And it was a really heartbreaking thing. And Kate Merrick has just finished this book called And Still She Laughs. And you guys, I'm not even a reader. I really have to get into a book. This is so beautifully written. It's her story. Can you, what does the front say? It says, and still she laughs, defiant joy in the depths of suffering. It's an amazing story of the triumph and where the Lord has brought her through this process of healing. And you guys, she's so stinking cute. I'm super excited because Kate Merrick is going to be with us here at Refuge in June. So she is going to come. She's so cute. Look at her on your card. Don't you just want to go have coffee with her? There's a little picture of her on the back. I'm like, I just want to hang out with you and have coffee with you because you're so sweet. But she's such a woman of God. And she's going to come and speak and pour into us. It's June 30th. Yes? At 7. So it's our very first Refresh event. And we're so excited to invite you guys to it. I want you guys to hear a little bit more from Kate herself. So we're going to show one more video for you to watch. So we're really excited about Refresh. We hope you guys will join us. Don't forget you can sign up for the retreat today. And I think I'm going to hand it back over to Eunice. Come on over, Eunice.
Now, after the luncheon is over and you're allowed to turn your cell phone on, go ahead and plug that date of June 30th into your cell phone and you be here, all right? Because we want to fill this place for her, yeah? Yeah, I didn't hear that. I'm sorry. I'm hard of hearing. Don't forget. All righty.
Let's all welcome Nancy Anderson.
Wow, you're all beautiful from up here. Thank you, Shannon. Your songs make me cry. I had to think about other stuff, so I didn't cry. It was a wonderful meal, wasn't it? It was delicious. I didn't have the cheesecake. I'm going to save it. Don't be messing with my cheesecake. I'm going to eat it after. Thank you to everyone for coming. I know there's a lot of things that pull at us and cause us to be in different places at different times, but I'm grateful that you're all here today. And before I begin my prepared message, I have a little confession to make. Sometimes when I go to hear a speaker, I'm kind of shallow. And I spend the first few minutes distracted, and I don't hear what she has to say because I might be looking at her and thinking, I wonder how old she is. I know you've never done that, right? Or I may even think, I wonder how tall she is. Because it's hard to tell, you know, from far away. And then worst of all, I wonder how much she weighs. Now, you've never done that. I know you've never done that. But just in case you have, I'm going to get all that out of the way so that we can move on. Okay. I'm going to make you work for it a little bit. I was born the same year that Disneyland opened. How old am I? Good job. You guys are fast. Disneyland was 55. I'm 62. I start getting Social Security in August. I'm not going to take it yet. I'm going to let it build up. But I could. It's good to know you can. Okay, I'm 5'9", but I have my big girl shoes on. Aren't they pretty? So I'm a little taller today. Because as you know, the taller you are, the less you weigh. Right? Theoretically. So if you wear really big shoes. Okay, as to the weight, I'm going to make you work hard for this one. I got married in 1978, which was 39 years ago. And with the day I got married, I weighed 130 pounds. And since that day, I've only gained 1 pound per year. So those of you that are good at math know how much I weigh. That's an approximation, give or take. So now that we got that all that out of the way, we're going to focus on the message. So you can focus on the message instead of the messenger. I'm happy to be here and to encourage you and tell you that whatever life brings your way, you've got this. Really, you do. Because you can handle it. Because I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And I know those are words that we've heard before, but if we apply them and believe them and live them, they literally can be life-changing. Because that means that we as Christians, that is, those of us who accepted Christ as our Savior, were born again, and live a new life with Him as our Savior, we can do all things through Him. We have all the strength we need. We already have what we need to get through this rough spot, this disappointment, this heartbreak, this financial setback, this health crisis. God knows all about those things, and He supplies the strength we need to get through those things. We don't want to miss the adventures that God has in store for us. We can't let fear and insecurity or self-doubt or negative people keep us from our purpose. Don't give up. Victory may be just around the corner. So we have to keep moving forward, letting God light our path, giving us strength for each day. Like the word says, He gives us our daily bread. Not weekly, not monthly, not our annual bread. Daily. Because it would get stale, wouldn't it? So it has to be fresh every day. And His mercies are fresh, new every morning. So we can move forward one step at a time, believing that He is calling us and equipping us for a purpose. So what might be holding us back? What might be keeping us weak? What negative attitude may be holding us hostage? Our attitude really is vital. Do we see our troubles as dead ends? Or do we see them as just a detour? I'll get through this. I'll go around it. The Lord will make a new way. Winston Churchill said, "The pessimist sees difficulty in every opportunity." You know people like that? There's an opportunity and they'll tell you 10 reasons why it won't work. That's not how we're supposed to be if we're trusting in Christ. But the optimist sees the opportunity in every difficulty. And that's the attitude that we're to have as Christians. I learned to fight back against that negative voice because my natural inclination is to tell you why it won't work. So I have to fight against that. And I have to say, I'm going to do this even if I'm scared. Is God calling you to do something that you're afraid of? Do it scared. We don't have to do everything with great confidence. You can do it scared. Now, there are two types of fear. One protects us, and the other weakens us. There was a book, you probably remember it, some years ago called The Gift of Fear. And it was actually about how listening to our instincts about what might be a dangerous situation, that we should listen, and that sometimes we get ourselves into a position that's dangerous, and we should listen to the gift of fear and run. That kind of fear can save our lives because it's protecting us. But there's another kind of fear that can cripple us. That crippling spirit of fear is mentioned in 2 Timothy 1:7. And it says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and a sound mind." That verse has saved my life more than once. Some translations, instead of the word fear, use the word timidity, and another word for that is anxiety. I know firsthand how paralyzing anxiety can be. I've had full-blown panic attacks. Anyone else brave enough to admit they've had one? It's the worst feeling in the world. There were several periods of time in my life where I would be strong and stable and confident, and then for some reason, a crisis would happen and I would fall apart. First time, I was 30. I had our son, Nick. I went through postpartum depression. They didn't have a word for that in 1985. My mother said I had the baby blues. You heard that phrase? I was a wreck. I was just anxious about everything. I worried about every noise he made, every rash he got, every germ he might come in contact with. I cried for no reason, and I cried for every reason. I was a mess. My feelings, my hormones were all out of whack. And insomnia, we were talking about that at our table. When you're not sleeping, nothing else goes right. Sleep is vital. So I wasn't sleeping, my hormones were crazy, and I thought I was crazy. And my husband thought I was too. So I decided to figure out a way to survive it. So I did a lot of things. Time helps because the hormones rebalance. I went to a good holistic doctor who had some great suggestions. I went to a Christian counselor to talk through my fears. It's really amazing how that does help to have someone say, I understand, and walk through that journey with you. I also talked to some older women in my church who told me that they went through something similar. And that has a great effect too. Don't be afraid to say, I'm struggling. Because most likely that person has struggled somewhere along in their life. And they can come alongside you and help you. I would repeat that verse out loud. God has not given me a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and a sound mind. Over and over. And I would play calming praise songs on my Walkman. 1985. How cool was that? We could clip it onto our belt. Had the headphone. I would do chores with my Walkman over and over. Twyla Paris, remember her? She had some songs that just soothed me, would get my heart rate down. Because by myself, I could really get it high. I wear two heart rate devices. And now except probably right now. No, it's actually good. It was high before I came up. Now I'm in the normal range. I'll have you know. So I got through that by doing those things that I know God wanted me to do. And I stabilized for quite some time. But then new traumas came. Isn't that just the way? We think, I've got this all figured out. This is great. I'm stable. Everything's happy. You know, everybody's got a job. Everybody's going smooth. And then things happen. 1990, I was pregnant again. And my worst fears came true. Timmy was diagnosed with a terminal condition while I was still pregnant. Talk about anxiety. Looking back, I'm not sure quite how I got through that. Part of it, I don't even remember. You know, when you're going through a trauma sometimes, you don't have a memory of it. I think that's God's way of getting you through it. Many encouraged me to get an abortion, because he did have a terminal condition, but I didn't. I chose life for him, and I gave birth to him, and he died in my arms a few minutes after he was born. I alone did not have the strength to get through that. None of us do. But through Christ, who strengthened me, I did get through that. Not that it's not hard, and not that Mother's Day is not hard, and not that babies aren't hard, but I also have come to the place where I rejoice with others. I had to get to that stage where I could be happy for others who had a full-term pregnancy and who gave birth to a baby. But that was my issue. So sometimes we have to go through things in order to appreciate the other things in life and to rejoice with those who have blessings. Then my 50s, menopause, mood swings, hot flashes, cold sweats. Any can relate to that? My heart would race so fast, I would think I was dying, literally. One time my heart was beating so fast, just physiologically, if your heart rate gets too high, your body preserves the blood and doesn't put it in your fingers and in your feet. And that's what happened. My fingers and my feet went numb. So, of course, I went to the hospital. Strokes and heart attacks do run in my family, so I was sure I was having both simultaneously, which I guess is possible, but I wasn't. They diagnosed me with a heart valve defect called mitral valve prolapse, which did account for some of the weird tennis shoes in a dryer thumping sound that I would feel. I go, that's not normal. But it didn't account for the elevated heart rate. So that helped me a little bit to understand there was a physiological reason, but also the valve did not cause my anxiety. Fear did. Fear was the root of my problems. And all my other tests were normal. So fear can literally cripple us if we give into it. Then my anxiety was manageable for many years. And I went on to do a lot of things and conquer a lot of mountains until both my elderly parents needed my help. And I became their caregiver. And I was responsible for various appointments and surgeries and treatments for three types of cancer, heart disease, and several strokes. Now, I know that some of you are in that position now or have been. The stress of being a caregiver is way up there on everybody's chart. And it's very hard. Because the fear of the unknown and all the what ifs, and what if I'm making a wrong decision, and what if that doctor's not the exact doctor? So I couldn't shut my brain off. We were talking about that at our table. Like, you go to bed, you're tired. Your brain's not, it's high gear, right? That's a problem, because as we talked about, the insomnia. So I had to go back to what I knew. And that is that God loved me, that he would give me power and love and a sound mind. If I needed a doctor, I would go to a doctor. If I needed a counselor, I would go to a counselor. If I needed to call another woman and cry and tell her that I was sad or afraid or whatever, then I would do that. Self-advocacy is an important part of overcoming anxiety or any of those things. We need to ask for what we need. And sometimes we're afraid to do that because there's shame, there's guilt. I should have this all figured out. It's okay if you don't. Most of us don't have it all figured out. We have pieces of it figured out. And if we all connect, then we can all help each other find those pieces. Within this past year, both my parents and my husband's mother passed away. Three parents in 1 year. That was a rough year. We just had a memorial for my parents 2 weeks ago. But I'm here today, and I'm okay. I'm sad, but I know that God can do everything that I need to do and that his strength flows through me and that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. God gives us strength to carry really heavy things. And I'm sure that some of you are carrying maybe different, but equally heavy things. And God gives us strength because if God is with us, and he is, what do we have to fear? Faith banishes fear. So what do you want to do? What is God calling you to do? Start a ministry? Start a business? Go on a retreat? Get involved in ministry? Start a new relationship? It's okay to do it scared. I know you can, because you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Maybe you're not ready to leap into your next adventure, and it's okay to take it slow. You can make your progress one little step at a time. Many years ago, I knew that God wanted me to be a writer. I liked to write. I had an aptitude for it in school. They'd say, oh, you're a good writer, but I didn't really believe them. But then my heart started to change and I really wanted to become a writer, but I was very insecure about it. So first I went to a lot of writers' conferences. There's one coming up at Biola next month. If any of you feel called to be a writer, go to a good Christian writing conference and get started. I attended these writers' conferences and I submitted to really obscure publications so that I'd be more likely that they would purchase my work. And they started to. And so I kept going until I raised my skill level and my confidence level. And eventually I published hundreds of things. And I write for Chicken Soup for the Soul. You've probably heard of that series. And it's really been an amazing journey. And I even wrote my own book about the death and resurrection of my marriage. And I think we still have it in the bookstore, if any of you want all the gory details. It's a doozy of a story. Was it hard to be vulnerable? Yes. But God gave me strength to do that one little step at a time. Remember, if you're feeling inadequate for the task, God does not always call the equipped, but he always equips the called. He does not always call the equipped. Someone might be more qualified than you, but if they're not called, you can come and fulfill that dream. And he always equips the called. If God is calling you to do something, he will then provide the things you need for that to be accomplished. I want you to apply that principle to your life. Even small accomplishments done consistently can lead to great success. If you want to go back to college, if you want to become a musician, start a business, begin a ministry, just do the next thing, one step at a time. As a child, I had no art ability. I still don't, but when I draw a stick person, people think, is that a turtle? aardvark? No, it's a person. So I don't have any gifting in that area. So that's why I love paint by number sets. Do you remember those? I think they still exist. Because I could create something beautiful one step at a time. First, I would paint all the number ones brown. All the number twos would be yellow, and so on and so on, until I had painted a little kitten in a basket playing with a ball of yarn. Haven't you all painted that picture? So don't be ashamed of small beginnings. Maybe just for today, paint all the number ones. Or paint one of the number ones. Do something. And then tomorrow's another day, and you'll be able to do the next thing. Elizabeth Elliot was one of my spiritual mentors. She was a woman who suffered the loss of her husband, who was murdered on the mission field. And yet, she went on to serve those same people who killed her husband. Because of her love for Christ, she overcame that. Then she had a second husband who died with cancer. It's hard to imagine what she went through, but her response to it all was this: trust in God, obey him, do the next thing. Sounds simple, but it's quite profound. Trust in God, obey him, do the next thing. That same principle can be applied to our lives. Maybe it's just laundry that you've got to do. Somebody's got to do it, right? Maybe it's just the dishes. Maybe you're so overwhelmed you don't know where to start. Write a thank you note that you're supposed to write. Make the phone call you're supposed to. Set up the appointment. The next time you're stuck by an overwhelming large task, break it down. What is the next thing that must be done? And do that one thing. And then you'll have the strength to continue. If you think you're too old to start something new, you'll love the story of Grandma Moses. Some of you remember her. She was a mother and a farmer's wife who started painting at the age of 76. She had never painted before. She had arthritis so bad, she was an embroideress. Is that a word? Embroiderer. And she couldn't hold her needle anymore because of her arthritis, but she found she could hold a paintbrush. because it's bigger. So she started painting. Who knew? And in her lifetime, she painted more than 1,000 pictures, many of which bring huge sums in today's market. 25 of those paintings she did after she was 100 years old. That's amazing. God knows the desires of your heart, so commit your ways to Him. I once heard a pastor say that it's easier to steer a moving vehicle. So if we're moving, if we're doing the things that we know that we should be doing, if we're in church, we're in the women's study, we're here, right? We're doing the things God wants us to do, then He can direct our paths from there. Now you may be thinking, Nancy, your speech is nice. Very nice. For people who haven't made a mess of their lives already. I'm too far gone. I've wasted too much time. God cannot use me. But you'd be missing my point. Because God can make your mess your message. God can make your test your testimony. Even your failures and your setbacks can lead others to Christ. And to see God's faithfulness. It's amazing how it all works together. Pastor Bill's sermon was just on that, about how all the things that happen to us can, if we choose to do with it what God wants, it can help other people. It can encourage other people. It can lead other people to the Lord when they see what we've survived. All things work together for good. My book, like I mentioned, was about my failed marriage and how the Lord resurrected it from the dead. But out of that failure came a victory, because we're still married, 39 years. My husband was one of the servers, so was my son. So it's amazing. You can clap. Please clap. Please clap. Our son, Nick, has several disabilities. So I became an expert on fighting for services that he's entitled to. The paperwork is challenging, and it can be overwhelming. I spent countless hours researching job coaches and speech therapy and transportation services, Special Olympics, all those things, and then taking him to all those things. But because of that knowledge that I've acquired over 31 years, I have been able to help others navigate that when they have a special needs child. So that thing that was hard for me is now become a ministry to others. Same thing happened when I started coordinating care for my elderly parents. I had to advocate for them, make difficult decisions about their health care and living arrangements. I became an expert on all sorts of things I never wanted to know. Right? Do you know how you think, okay, I'm gonna buy a walker. There's like 55 different kinds of walker. Do you want a seat in it? Do you want it to fold this way or this way? How heavy can it fit in the trunk of my car? I'm measuring. Buying a walker should be easy, but it's not. So you become an expert on all sorts of crazy things. But the good news of that is that those were not paths I wanted to walk on, but because I did walk on them, I can show others the way. My tests became my testimony, and yours can too. And that's my point. It's not about me and what I did. It's about what you have already gone through that God can use to help others. Our weakness can strengthen others. Our vulnerability can encourage others to share their story. We're all on this journey together. Now, there's another way we get Christ's strength, and that is through relationships with other Christians. That's one of the reasons we're here today, to have the fellowship and encouragement of each other. Volunteering to serve in some area can lead to life-changing friendships and strength outside of yourself. About 20 years ago, I met my best friend, Tanya. Most of you know her, because I volunteered to help in the drama ministry. I handed her my business card, and I said, if you ever need help, call me. And she has called me every stinking day for 20 years. That's a true story. Now, I've called her every day for 20 years as well. But I was 40 before I found my best true friend. So sometimes things happen a little later than our schedule, but it was right on time. She and I strengthen each other. When one is feeling defeated or anxious, she texted me this morning, "You've got this," which was a message to you, but it was also a message to me. That's a good friend. So each year we come up with a new motto. Some of them are funny, some of them are, I can't tell you what they were, because we had some really bad years. This year's motto I can share with you. It has three little parts: mental, physical, and spiritual, and it ties in with the theme of this event too. One, be in the moment. Have you ever been in a room physically, but you are not really there? Your mind is somewhere else. You're thinking about other things. Mentally, you're miles away. I've done it. I was at a birthday party, and I don't remember most of it because I was living in here instead of out there. Our cell phones and devices, things that were originally meant to connect us, can divide us. How many of you know that feeling? So my family, and I encourage you to do this, it's not easy, but mealtime is a no-phone zone. Whether we're eating out or eating at home, my husband's a little resistant because he's an extrovert. He's like, oh, somebody wants to talk to me. I gotta answer this. Me as an introvert, I'm like, eh, they can wait. So it's been harder for him than me, but we have made mealtimes a no-phone zone so that we can be in the moment. It's time to reconnect with families and friends. I am making a conscious effort to make eye contact, ask questions, and not be thinking about my to-do list in my head, but to be present in the moment. When I'm alone, I can think all those things, but when I'm in the presence of people, I am really making an effort to be in the moment. The second one, be in the picture. Literally, be in the picture. How many of you have avoided being in the picture? For all kinds of various reasons, right? Maybe your hair's not done, maybe your makeup's not on, maybe you don't have the right clothes for the occasion, maybe you're not at your ideal weight. You know, there's ways you can stand. You get your skinny friends right here, and you just turn sideways. There are ways you can work it out. Be in the picture. Your family and friends don't care about any of the stuff that you think is the reason you shouldn't be in the picture. They want to see you. They love you. I had a friend who was doing her mother's memorial service, and there were no pictures of her, mother, for the last 20 years. And the few that she had, she was like holding up stuff in front of her face or doing this. And it was sad because she wanted a picture of her mother. So let's be in the picture, figuratively and literally. I know these might be challenging, but facing our fears and insecurities is part of what we're talking about today. Do it scared, you can do it. Last, be in the Word. Talked about physical, mental, spiritual. Commit each time, each day, to spending some time with the Scriptures. I have been, where's Andrea? I've been enjoying the app so much. The app called Through the Word, which is her husband, from Refuge Long Beach. That app is amazing. It's called Through the Word. You got to go get it today. It's on both, Android and Apple. It's just a little snippet. You can also read along straight from the Word. You can hear about the Word. It's like, it's fabulous. And then the weekend, it's Psalms and Proverbs. I listened to it this morning. It's amazing how, when those are done, no one knows what the circumstances are going to be But it's amazing how much it speaks to my heart, and it's just for me, and it'll be just for you too. So you can listen to it in your car. You can do whatever you need to get in some time in the Word. Attend a Bible study. I have been coming to Tuesday mornings, and I have a confession to make. I used to be afraid of the small groups. Anybody afraid of the small groups? Just me? Just I'm the only one? Okay. I'm a weirdo. So this time I decided I was going to go, and I didn't pick my group. I let God pick my group. I said to the lady who was setting up groups, I said, you pick. Well, she put me in. Where's Martha? Martha here? Over there. She put me in with the sweetest group. I just love those ladies, and they're so sweet to me, and I didn't know any of them, really. I mean, I may have seen them, but I wasn't close. So I stepped out, and God rewarded my, overcame my fear, and I'm in a small group, and I do my homework. I'm so excited. I don't, like, do the front page and then just never happen to turn it so that the front page, see, I did that page. Not that you've ever done that. If you're not sure what it is the next thing in your life is, this has the answer for you. But if you're not reading it and hearing it and listening to it, you won't know. Bible says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. So this is the lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And he will reveal our next assignment. I'm on the edge of a new chapter. My husband's retiring, so pray for me. He's going to be alphabetizing all my soup cans and weird stuff. So I'm going to have to get through that. And now my parents are gone, which is sad, but it opens up a lot of time because I spent a lot of time taking care of them. So now I don't know what the next chapter is, but I'm excited to find out. And I'm reading the Word, and I'm praying, and I'm asking friends. And I'm open to new opportunities in a new chapter. And I'm sure some of you are in transition for one reason or another. And we're excited to see what the Lord does. Proverbs 13:12 says, hope deferred makes the heart sick. If you know that you're supposed to be doing something and you're not fulfilling it, it's a heavy burden. The other part of that verse is, but a desire fulfilled is a tree of life. So I encourage you, be willing to get out of your comfort zone. Connect with others. Face your fears. Read God's word, right? Then take your first step towards your new calling. Be brave, like Shannon's song. Be brave. You can do all things through Christ, who strengthens you. Let's say it, but let's put the I in the me. I can do all things through Christ, who strengthens me. Girls, you've got this. You really do. Thanks.
I know that you guys have had a great time. Nancy, fabulous. What you've shared with us was right on. Absolutely fabulous. He doesn't call the equipped, he equips the called. Just remember that. You think, oh, I'm not equipped for that. And you know what? I'm not equipped for this. But God calls our He equips the ones that he calls. So trust in God, obey him, and do the next thing set before you. Trust in God, obey him, do the next thing set before you. And be in the moment. Be in the picture, be in the word, and be in Bible study. By the way, Bible study is on Tuesday, 9 o'clock or 7 o'clock. This coming Tuesday, we'll see you all there. I'm excited about that. And then just a few other announcements as we just close up today. I'm so excited that we're doing this on live stream. It is just scary and exciting to have this going on like this, because I'm looking at myself standing right there and I don't know. Am I? Is everything in place? I don't know. But, okay, so I want you guys to make sure that you sign up for our retreat this year. Does that place not look like a place you want to just kind of relax in? That is a great place. The cost of our retreat on the early bird, if it's all paid in full by July 16th, is only $155 for the Friday, Saturday, and Sunday for 5 meals. You get a bed to sleep in. You get to have all that space. You get to do a lot of things while you're there. So, and it is up in the mountains. So otherwise, it's $175 after that date. So you want to sign up today. If you want to sign up today, you don't have to put anything toward it. You can pay as you go if you want to, but you only get that $155 if it is paid in full by July 16th. So I am excited about this refresh group that's coming up. I am so excited about what these girls are doing. They have it all together. I get it all together. I can't find out where it's at. But, you know, that was meant to be funny. So you want to be a part of that. And I'm especially excited about Kate Merritt coming with us. So there'll be more information coming up on that, right, Shannon? There'll be more information coming up on this, and I'm planning on being here. I know you're planning on being here. After seeing that video, you want to be here. You want to see what she has to say. And then, of course, you can sign up for your retreat right there on your and take it to the, right on your whatever and take it to the wherever. Yes, and so moving right along. So I want to thank you guys for being here. I want you to keep doing great things for God. I want you to join us whenever you can. If you're not involved in a church already, would you please come and join us either tonight, 6 o'clock, or tomorrow at 9, 11, or 1 o'clock. And then we have something on Sunday night at 7 o'clock as well. We want to see you all here. We want to see you all fellowshipping and enjoying each other and loving each other. So right after Eunice prays.
Oh, wait. Oh, I'm back.
Right after Eunice prays and closes us out today, make sure that you keep doing great things for God, and then you can do your shopping right after you clean up your table if you're a hostess. Okay.
All right, let's all pray. Heavenly Father, I am so thankful for every woman in this room. I thank you so much, Lord, that you brought each one of us here today, because I know we were all blessed in some way, shape, or form. You are a big God. You are a wonderful God, Lord, and you equip us. You give us strength to do anything we want to do. And just like Nancy said, all we got to do is take the first step. We can go in a field. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for all you've done for us. I pray that each and every person will get home safe and bless each mama with a wonderful Mama's Day. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' strong name, everybody said,
amen.
That was perfect.
Giving up, letting go, standing up, stepping out, walking on in the power of your name. Giving up, letting go, standing up, stepping out, walking on in the power of your name.
This has been a presentation of the Heart to Heart Women's Ministry at Refuge Calvary Chapel, Huntington Beach. For more information about this ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.